All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Do y'all hear the brotherhood? Let them play it again. What? Boom. Let me easy.
tonight. Welcome, family, to Let's Talk Jesus, hosted by myself, Pastor E, and my co-host, that may be you tonight. Let's Talk Jesus. Yes, family, no matter how sinful or broken you are, Jesus loves you. Guess what? Jesus wants you, and Jesus is able to transform your life right now. It doesn't matter if you're what they call a mainline sinner or a reject sinner or a terminal sinner. Jesus can forgive your sins and heal your wounds and change the whole direction of your life. The righteous and the healthy people, those called Christians, will tell you one-on-one how the lost can be saved from doing wrong. See, following Jesus always involves sharing his love with someone else. The moment I met Jesus personally, I could do nothing else but immediately take a privilege to do the most important thing I'll ever have to do, and that's to tell someone else about the great love of Jesus. Yes, he'll send people to you. He'll send you to people. But the most important thing that is always is that we rise up those that will go to make disciples. And yes, when you lead many people to Christ and sow many seeds, you'll have many more to go because your responsibility does not end until he comes. Yes, we must embrace the privilege. We must follow him and share his great love and the message to all who will listen. In Jesus' name. Yes, let's talk Jesus here. It is September 25th. We are in our fourth quarter. We're getting ready to really prepare ourselves for the crossover 2018. Yes, for something new, something never, ever done before. But as we are clearing up the slate, as we are finishing strong, I know some of you guys out there are perfect and you got it all together and you don't have to. But those of you that are like me that have so much going on and you make these commitments and I'm getting better at saying no, but for the times I didn't, I must still finish strong. And watch this, complete my assignment. You must complete your assignment because God has something so dynamic already in play. See, that's the great thing about God. It's already finished. But by getting into play with him, we are no longer on a horizontal plane, but vertically connecting with God, going to another level, saying, oh, not my will, but God's will be done. And that's his will to be done right now. But there's a message that many churches, many ministries don't speak on. And it's not a popular subject today, especially. And the reason why people don't preach on this is because they don't want to offend anybody. They don't want to lose the few members they have. But we have to now preach the word. If we're going to talk about Jesus, we need to preach like Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say it loud. Preach Jesus. The Bible says in Matthew 4:17, it says, from the time Jesus began to preach his message. Now, remember this. Some of us are still ministering and helping others, messages and things like that. But when it's time for you to preach, watch what it says. From the time Jesus became to preach his message. When are you ready to speak your message? Oh, glory be to God. It says that from that time Jesus began to preach his message, turn away from your sins, because the kingdom of heaven is near. Someone says, wow, that we've heard that before. Yes, it means to repent. It means to have a spirit of repentance. It's the definition says that repentance is the action of repenting. It's a sincere regret or remorse. And then you go to the next level and it's turning away. Oh, my God. From those things that we once were entangled with, a true repentance, that message that no one wants to tell you to stop sinning because the kingdom of heaven is hand. And people say, well, you can't prove it. You can't. Well, see, that's why us faith walkers, our faith believers, our faith children know that we walk not by sight, but turn it around by faith. And we believe that translation of repentance is to turn or to return. back to from what you came. See, repentance includes the turn away from evil. And to not just turn away from evil, but then to turn away from good. You hear me tell you all the time is that when you're changing a bad habit, don't go cold turkey. Don't make resolutions and situations you cannot fulfill, but replace something bad with something good. See, you cannot just say, I'm not going to do this any longer, because dormancy and dead weight and dead time will fall. Oh my God. But when you turn away, that means you must turn away from one thing and turn to something else. See, for me to turn away from evil, I know that I can only accomplish this critical move by turning to good. See, that idea of returning to God, it means that I no longer are even entertaining. I have turned away from anything that is not God. See, if one turns away from God, God is still there to receive us through repentance. That we turn away from the idols, that we renounce all the worldly practices. Repent to turn away from all your defenses, your offenses, excuse me. Turn from your evil ways. And this is the call that Jesus preached. But don't you remember John led the way with the same message? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at what? Hand. See, confession of our sins is both commanded and frequently illustrated through all of the lessons that we learn. Remember, I said this before, that no one is perfect. The Bible says that we have all sinned and fallen short of the what? Glory of God. Now, don't get stuck in that rut, because we no longer are what we used to be. But you must know that no one's different. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but we can what? Repent. Because I'm guilty. I'm not blaming or questioning or even wondering about you anymore. I'm guilty. See, I must be faithful and just to confess all my unrighteousness that he says he is now faithful and just to forgive. Oh, no, it's a promise. That if you confess, he will forgive. And you must receive, watch this, the atonement and the forgiveness from God. Yes, I can stand with you. Yes, I can help you. But it must become a practical application to your life to repent. See, repentance for me, I'm being very transparent tonight. It's just not a one-time thing. Oh, no, I'm not doing wrong. And no, I'm not doing the things I used to do. But I must stay in a repentant spirit. Oh, my God. So it's not, if I think I'm forgiven, it's not that I think I've made it. It's not that I'm on a pedestal or I'm set aside. No, I'm just like you. When he comes, I'll know if I am a good and faithful servant. But until then, I must continue to stay in true repentance. See, it reminds me that I have sinned and that I proved that a 360-degree turn, a 360-degree change of direction, it didn't put me up in high places. No. See, repentance requires true brokenness. When you say I've sinned, it's not like I've sinned, gone, it's over with. No, I sinned and I must now, it requires true brokenness. See, when you repent, well, watch this. Oh, my God. You need to note this one down. See, when you repent, it's not asking the Lord for forgiveness with the intent to sin again. See, we must be intentional that when we repent, we are not going to especially sin the same old sin. See, repentance must be honest, must be a regretful acknowledgement of my sin and a strong desire, commitment to change. See, repentance, watch this, family, will lead me to cultivate godliness while eliminating my bad habits. Remember, you got to take something bad away. You must put something good in. And that comes from the principle of repo, repetition, easy, pleasure, often. Now you have a habit. And it goes the same way. Anything you do over and over and over again, it gets easier and easier and easier. And it's a pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Then you do it often, often, often. And I guarantee you, now you have a habit. But now a habit to watch, to resist sin and to follow the Spirit. Daily. We should be constantly in a place of prayer of repentance. Dear Lord, oh, this is our prayer tonight. Dear Lord, we thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for not abandoning me in my, I got to put my name on this. Thank you for not abandoning me in my mistakes, but for reaching out instead to bring me home. Oh, help convict me of sin and help me to accept your mercies without shame. Thank you for your love you have poured out on me and all your children. Help me live out that love right now in Jesus' name to tell somebody else to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Oh, yes, it is time for each and every one of us to rise up to another level. He said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, he says, if my people, I'm talking to somebody tonight, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. See, some of us out there think our sins have been forgiven, but we still are standing on dry land. We are still standing on unfertile ground. We are still, no. See, it requires the fullness of the principle that I stand in humility and forgiveness and healing. If my people, are you his people, which are called by whose name? Not the church name, not the bishop, pastor, but in his name, which are called by my name in the third person, this is God, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then, oh, see, somebody's waiting on then I will hear from heaven and will forgive your, can you put your name in there? He will forgive my sin and he will heal my land. Oh, yes, we are instituting a prayer for our country. But right now I need to pray for my land. See, if my land is not right, if your land is not right, we can talk about this country all we want to. We, you know, if we're not in the right positions and know the right assignments, and if we haven't followed this principle of embracing repentance continually, then you need to stop praying, because now you will not have a healed land. You will not have a prosperous situation. You will not be forgiven of your sins. It's no more time for waiting. Am I forgiven? It's no more time for waiting. Can I be forgiven? It is time now to stand up and say, oh, I've repented and I am forgiven. And if I fall, I will repent and get back up. Because the more I get closer to him. Oh, no, you think you're getting close to him, but you're still in that unforgiveness, that in that unrepenting spirit. God is far from you. I'm glad I'm not looking at the numbers tonight, because I know I'd have probably left off about 15 people off this message of saying it's time to get right. Nah, you don't need to pray no more. You don't need to do nothing no more until you get your repentance ministry in order. 1 John 1:9, he says, if we, come on somebody, this is all of us, we family here. Can I speak to you in the we? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from not some, not one, but all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. But we have to first confess our sins to one another. Remember James? He said, if you confess your sins to one another, then you will be what? Forgiven. Oh, no, you think you can hold it in and it just go. See, there are principles that we must follow in this lifestyle of repentance. So now we make an atonement for all of our sins and unrighteousness. We now say, you know, it's I stand at the door and knock for repentance. I repent of all my sins. And yes, it's going to work in me before I ever try to tell somebody else that it's going to work in them. And I need some evidence from my ability to trust you today, God. Proverbs 28:30, he says, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper. Woo! But whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Now watch there. You cannot just confess. You got to forsake it. What is forsaken? That means you have gotten it out the way. You will no longer be a bondage of sin because of your confession and receiving the mercy that has been promised. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Oh my God. You're saying, where is he? I guarantee you, if you repent, he'll show up. Woo, converted. Repent ye therefore and be converted. You see, there's always an action along with the action. Some people say that's a no. You have to be in action. I'm not trying to be reactive. I'm trying to be proactive. See, proactive means I know I must resist sin. Proactive, no, I must confess my sins. Proactive means I know the promise of mercy. I don't need a confirmation or another word to come forth because I'm proactively ready by repenting and converting. And for the only reason is that my sins may be blotted out. And when is that? You don't know the time and the hour, but when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Now, I know someone says, well, we don't know that time and hour, but you know, family, if you really believe this word that he dwells in you, don't you know you can have that refreshing? Woo, the times of refreshing from him right now because the presence of the Lord dwells in you now. He desires for that relationship. He desires for us to understand what the cost is of taking up the cross. Forgive me, Lord. Take up that cross. Every step of that road to Calvary, every illustration you can touchstone and remember the price that was paid is just to say, forgive me. And I'm turning away. And I'm being converted for the only purpose that I can see you face to face because my sins have been blotted out. That place you prepared for me, I'm preparing for it. Oh, yeah, crossing over. Come on now. Preparing for what has already been done. Oh, yes. Don't you know that the promise has already been done for you? Don't you know that the promise has already been completed for you? Don't you know that the promise is right there at your hands, available to you? Oh, no. See, but there that bottleneck. That restraint of the system, that thing that's holding us back, that rubber band, that every time you get to a point, something is pulling you back. See, somebody need to get a Holy Ghost a machete and cut off all them old binding spirits that's holding you back from pressing towards your repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. Watch this. One of my favorite scriptures, you probably have heard it be said many times, but the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Woo, that's enough right there. I love it. I love the commas in the word because I like to stop and just taste it and digest it and get, ooh, and just really, really embrace that word. The Lord, we ain't worried about nobody else. The word, the Lord is not, oh yes, I didn't mess up. The Lord is the word. The word is the Lord. Hallelujah. The word is not, no, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. He said he was coming back when he come. That's not your concern. But it is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He could have came back already. This could have been already finished, already completed. But don't you know that he is, not slack to the promises that if you repent, if you ask for forgiveness, you will be forgiven of your sins. But that we all, tell somebody out there, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't count yourself out because he didn't count you out. He's not slack to his promises he spoke over your life. I know you messed up. I know you didn't do right. I know you didn't listen, but he is not slack to his promises. Why are you? Oh, no, some men count as slackness because he didn't move on your time. He didn't do it on your time, but you still have not finished everything that he's asked you to do. Some of us have not even done one thing. And we still expect him to come through. Oh, my God. He is still not slack to your promises either, just like he's not slack to mine either. But it's time for us to get unslacked. I know that's not a word. I know all my scholars out there saying, Pastor, he quit it. But we need to remove the spirit of slackness. That's in the word. It says that some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us word. Hallelujah. Not willing that any should perish. He wants us all, for God so loved the world. Why do you think he loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son so the whole world could come to him through humility, forgiveness, healing, the forgiveness of sins, the purification of their soul, the removal of evil, the conquering of sin, the confession, the true confession, and the revelation of mercy, the conversion of my life, that I have converted. No longer do I live by sin, but I am now a person of forgiveness. Because he's not slack, I'm not either. You can have salvation too. All you got to do is choose him. He's patient for me, I'm patient for you. He's not slack to his promises. I'm going to stop being slack to my promises too. We give up so quick on somebody just because they remind us of how it took us so long. Oh, I touched somebody on that one. But if God said it, we should also be operating in the same word. If he's not slack, I can't be slack either. Not concerning my promises, because it's his promise. And I'm not going to be slackness. But just like he's patient, I'm going to be patient too. I'm not willing that anybody should perish. I'm not counting off nobody. I believe, and you heard me say this ever since you've known me, I believe we all going to make it. But I know it's going to take each and every one of us to go hard to work and to tell somebody about this miraculous, this spectacular, this dynamic transformation power of Jesus. See, just talking about him, it changes my whole demeanor. I'm so encouraged for me, because I have a right to the tree of life, so that I can see the fruits of my labor, that I could give fully as an offering, as a sacrifice. And I know that I have to now receive the word of God, that there's no question. See, when you receive the word of God, you cannot go wrong. Oh, no, I know it don't feel right. I know you don't like it. I know it's uncomfortable. I know you want to give up. I know you think it's too much. But let me tell you, if you stay with the word, you cannot go wrong. You will not go wrong. It's a promise. He says, if you draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. James 4:8. You see, we have to draw to him. But we cannot think that we can get in there, in that abiding area with God, with unrepentance. Yes, he still loves you. Yes, he still cares for you. But I'm talking about going closer. As we continue to elevate and get in relationship with God and understand it's not about the physical, but it's about a spiritual preparedness for something greater than we can even imagine. Through my thoughts, through my feelings, through my senses. But I'm preparing for something that I have no idea about, but I know is greater than anything I could ever imagine or comprehend. But I must be ready. I must learn to draw nigh to God. I must practice drawing nigh to God. I must experience him drawing nigh to me. I know that I must be cleansed. I know that I can't be sinning. I know I must be purified in my heart. Where that's at? In my mind. Remember, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. He says it right there, ye double-minded. And it's time for us to surrender. It's time for us not just your money, not just your outreach time, not just the stuff people see. It is really time for us to get closer to God. He's the one who is gracious and merciful. He's the one who's slow to anger and great kindness and repented him of the evil. Joel was talking that story in chapter 2. Turn, draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you. He says, abide in me and I will abide in you. But repentance must be active. This is not a one-time sermon. I'm glad we're closing out this season in faith and hope and confidence and courage and belief. But don't you know if you still have not repented from your sins and you still, well, let's go to another level. If you haven't turned from those sins, you might have repented from them. But if you haven't turned from them, don't you know you are just spinning the wheel? You're just going around and around and around and you end up right back where you started from. Sorry. Worse than you started off, because we're going around the situation and the circumstances instead of going through with purpose, with a hand and a spirit of repentance. Forgive me, Lord, if anything not pleasing in your arena, in your sight, Lord, remove it and forgive me. Take it away. Any desire, anything that holds a higher regard than you. I repent, Heavenly Father God, if I've said anything to anyone that may have made them feel uncomfortable. I ask for forgiveness and I say to anyone, forgive me because I repent that I could get closer to him. Oh, I want to be your homie. I want to be your friend. But my main objective is getting closer to him because I want to experience him one-on-one, face-to-face, without the fear of being disintegrated. I want to sit at his feet and worship him without the ambiance of evil separating me from the ambiance of God. And it has to be through repentance. We got some good word going on all across the networks of the Now Network. And God is speaking such a dynamic word. But family, I cannot overemphasize how important it is to leave this place today. If you're not already there, and I know some of y'all, I high five you. I know some of y'all already there. You say, I just studied that this morning, Pastor. Look at the confirmation that's coming through. But I'm talking about that one person out there that says, I never got it like that. You better get it now and never change your system. This is drawing me nearer to God to know how important it is to repent and to be a repenter, someone ready to receive forgiveness and unforgiveness, someone ready to hear and be a part of the unforgiveness that we can now turn around into the forgiveness that comes from God by not being slack to the promises of God and constantly telling somebody about the goodness that says he loves you. He desires a relationship with you now. I could get you right where you need to be, that you can have a personal relationship with him. It could take us about 5 minutes in the green room after this call, or it get you right set up. Now, yes, we want to help guide you, and we want to help mold you and help give you the right information and the right guidance. But guess what? It's still up to you and God to make this thing right. It's up to you and God to set the standard. It's up to you and God to develop the relationship. It's up to you and God to cross over to the other side. Oh, I know we all doing it together, but guess what? I got to get me right just like you got to get you right. Because October 1st, we got 3 months left to go to work, to get all of our areas ready and cleansed and perfected to the Holy Spirit that we can take it on over. I'm not worried about the physical stuff. We talking about some stuff that's going over to the spiritual side of no lack, of no worry, of no death, that we could be alive and alive right now. But I will say again, you must repent, for the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Jesus, the kingdom of the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of the word is at hand right now saying, repent. And this must be a repentance right now. Let's talk Jesus. I know I done went on and went on. I want to open up the lines and get some interaction here. If you want to share on this subject tonight, dial 1. I want to bring you on into the forefront. Let's talk Jesus. You got 5-10 minutes of your own. This is an open forum. We used to have a panel, but over the last few months, it's just been some guests and some things like that that the Lord has just allowed me to minister here on Monday nights. I'm honored to do that, but we want to hear from you too. Go on and dial 1 on your keypad, and we will bring you into the discussion. But let me tell you, that position is something that you won't regret. It's going to cost you something. See, some of us, you know, we perish for a lack of knowledge. You could call us spiritually ignorant. But God is still not slack to that promise for you either. You can say you've done this. I don't care what excuse you will want to come up today and say this message was not for you. It was. And then to say that everything else that is promised to you after is not, that is a lie too, because it is. And God wants you to receive. But you must first believe before you can receive. Then you can achieve all that you need in Jesus' name. Minister Terry, thank you for always coming through and talking Jesus. Good evening, woman of God. How are you?
Good evening, beautiful family. Blessed and highly favored. I tell you, Pastor E, what a word. You know, I've just been over here just listening and just taking it all in because, you know, I take it personal. I take it personal because I know where I was before, but I know I'm not where I want to be, but I'm where God wants me to be right at this time right now. But you said repentance. Ooh, you said a mouthful right there. And you said something, too, that really stuck with me. Stay with the word. Stay with his word, and you won't go wrong. But a lot of times, we have to make that word personal. But a lot of times, we deviate from that word because we get in that word. His word reveals to us the sins that we should be repenting of. Now, you said something tonight, forgiveness. Some people won't forgive, and that's a big sin. That's a big sin that people don't realize it if we don't read it in his word, the true word of God. If we're not reading that, we don't realize. When you're not, it doesn't matter what a person has done. If you have that unforgiveness in your spirit, you're sinning against God. You know, this is his word. So, awesome word, Pastor E. I said, woo, glory to God. I was just trying to take a little notes here because I'm like, ooh, this getting ready for the crossover. But his word reveals something new to me every day. Ooh, something new. And once we apply it to us personally, our relationship with him, his word is life. I tell you.
Oh, yes, it is.
It has changed my life. It has changed my perspectives of how I see life. I mean, things go on in the world. We say in the world, not of the world, you know. So I say, but I always know he's still in control. Glory be to God. He's in control of everything we think, see, and we speak. He is in control, and he hears all. So glory be to God. Awesome word, family. Awesome word.
Amen. God is good. God is definitely good. And I'm blessed. When it dropped, I was like, "Ooh, he gonna make me go there." If you're new here to the network, don't think this is just a new word. We talk about repentance and forgiveness weekly. We talk about forgiveness and unforgiveness. That is a core value here that we embrace, that we must have that. But to really get on fire about how important it is to repent, and then to be separated from our evil plans, and then to pray that the Lord will forgive us, and then, you know, for not doing it. See, some of us are thinking certain things. But just a thought. Read Acts chapter 8. It says, repent then of this evil plan of yours, and pray to the Lord that he will forgive you for thinking such things as this. It's the thoughts where we fall short. It's the thoughts where we really got to get it in control in our mind on the inside. And now watch God just cleanse us. Oh, I'm drawing closer.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory. Amen, family. God bless. Love you.
Bless. Love you, too. Love you, too. Anybody else want to get into the conversation, go ahead and dial one. Let's see. I know this is a Let's Talk Jesus, sir. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, good evening and welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Okay, she may be on mute. Oh, no. I think. What happened? Evangelist Virginia? James Hudson and Showtime. What's up, big bro? How's it going?
Oh, man, it's going, bro. It's going. I was sitting there driving on my way to the gym. I was really enjoying that word. I said, boy, I tell you what. I said, if you had a line full when you started, you'd have probably half full when you got halfway there, boy, because I tell you.
Oh, they dropped. No, I'm looking now. I'm looking. We were at high numbers. And Let's Talk Jesus is probably one of our number one one of our number one shows, but I'm telling you,
I could feel that. Whenever you ever start dropping that word of repentance in there, boy, you done started hitting on something. Now most people just can't handle that, but it has to be, you know, it has to be told, you know, just telling the truth. The truth will set you free, bro. And I'm going to tell you, you were definitely telling the truth tonight. And that territory that you're talking about, if you want it, you got to go down that road. That's just it. You know, one of the things I really come to find, I'm going to say this and I'm going to get off this phone, but because I was really thinking while you were talking, I said, you know, usually when Satan tries to attack us is mainly, I know with me anyway, is mainly when I'm not doing anything. When I'm not doing anything, when my mind's just idle, just not really doing the work of God or trying to help somebody or trying to be involved in something, while I'm constantly talking to the Spirit of God every day, mainly because it's something I want Him to do. You know, because when I'm talking with God all the time, because I want Him to do something for me, for Him to bless me in this area, that area, whatever. The Spirit of God, I mean, the Satan, it's really hard for him to attack me because I'm talking with God. He ain't gonna mess with you while you're talking to God. When God has done so much for you, get out of all that and just start getting idle. That's when he comes to attack, because he sees that you ain't talking with God every day. That's when he knows that you're weak and he want to throw all that other stuff up at you. That's when you done pretty much got what you wanted from God. And you're going on about your business. Well, I'm happy right now, so I'm sad. I'm kind of, I done did my little thing. I'm good, da-da-da. That's when he's coming for you, and you can believe it, because I've gone through it too many times. I've gone through it too many times. That as long as you walk in hand-in-hand with God, you talking to him, depending on him each and every day, man, Satan don't mess with you. He gonna mess with you because he knows you're talking to God. He knows the Spirit of God is talking back to you. And you have that discernment of spirit, so you know when the devil is trying to mess with you. But that word that you gave, that repentance, man, when we fall, when you fall in one area or other, because he's going to sure try to find something that you're weak in. There is no doubt about that. He's going to try to find something that you're weak in, and he's going to come after you. That's just all there is to it. And we all know that. It's not like we don't know that. The thing about it is we don't want to admit it. Like you said, you don't want to confess that. You don't want to confess that because – and most people don't want to confess that because they feel like even once I confess it, next week or the week after, I'll be doing the same thing, like you said, over and over again.
Right.
You don't want to confess it. You're like, man, I don't want to – you know, just that thing about you don't want to lie to God. You know what I'm saying? You know you can't fool him anyway. You know you can't fool him. So, and he knows your heart and he knows your mind. So why are you confessing? In the back of your mind, you're already thinking, well, hi, you know, that dope that I've been trying to get to or this, that, whatever it is that you're trying to get to, you already know about how serious you are when you come with that confession.
Right.
Because usually when we fall, at that moment that we fall, of course, we remorse, we feel sorry, we regret what we've done or whatever. But then we're up in, you know, next day or 2 days later, we're up in and kind of forgot about that and going on about our business and end up falling again. But man, I'm just here to tell you, man, that is a serious word there, man. If you can repent, man, he said, I will heal your land. And that's what he's talking about, your land, your dirt. Like
that's
you said,
right.
You can't do nothing until you like you said, I pray for the nation. I'm going to pray for everything. But no, I want to pray for my land. I want you to heal my land. That's what I want you to do. Put some fertilizer over here where I'm at.
Yeah.
Then I can be able to go over there and help somebody else,
right,
man.
Here.
Because
yeah.
So that was a really good word, man. It really and truly was. But I felt it in my spirit. I said, but like you said, you're helping somebody, and you just never know who that somebody is. That's the thing. You just have to know that it goes out there, and you don't know who that person is that you're helping. That's the beauty of really. What you do when it's about ministry, man. You don't really know who you're helping. It might be 10 years, somebody tell you, man, you might want to listen to one of your broadcasts one day and it saved my life. You know what I'm saying? I was about to commit suicide. You just never know. You don't know. But you know that word don't go out void because the Spirit is telling you to keep pushing, keep going. It's helping somebody. You might not know who it happens, but that ain't the point for you to be on that. You know, it's just for you to tell them to speak the word and let it go to whomever God would have it to go to, because that's what it's all about, man. So I'm just
right.
Gonna tell you, man, just keep on doing what you're doing. You know, I love you. We gonna keep this thing moving, and yeah, I'm looking forward to in your tomorrow.
All right, man. Bless you, bro. Definitely.
Okay, man. All right.
God bless you guys, man. I know you still got it going on in Houston, man. We're still doing all we can to support you guys down there, man. But I know you're doing a great work, man. So we constantly praying for you, my brother.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. We definitely still got it going on down here, trying to put these pieces together,
Woo!
Man. But we gonna put them together. You know, it's gonna come in time. God done showed us what He needed to show us, and now we got to put these pieces together. And it's just it ain't just us. Yeah, you see, it's
that's
going
right.
all around the country. So there we go.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, man. We God bless, man.
Okay, bless you, man. Talk to you later.
All right, brother. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. Repentance.
Well, good afternoon. Good evening, man of God. How are you today? Blessed.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed. Highly favored. I tell
Amen.
You what, I was listening at you, and I was listening at Brother James. It's good to hear his voice. How you doing, Brother James?
Great. I am blessed. Blessed. Good to hear you, too.
Good. Praise God. How you been?
Oh, I've been good. I've heard you on here several times. You know, I try to jump in and get my Valentine in there, so I got to make it happen. I hear you all the time, so that's
well,
my motivation
God.
For the week. So that.
Are you okay out there?
Oh yeah. God has His hedge around me. I'm okay. He's trying to do what we do, trying to help some other people. So just thank God
praise
for that.
God.
It's done to give and receive.
You know what? I've been thinking about you all. I've been praying for you all. I have a niece out there. I just talked to her today, and I'm glad that you're okay. And just stay focused
ma'am.
On God. Amen. Stay focused.
Amen.
Keep your eyes on the prize. Amen.
Amen. You sure right. God bless you. I love you much. Now you guys take
love
care.
Love you too, brother.
All right.
Love
you talk
too.
To you later, James.
Right. Dr. E, I've been listening
yep,
to you. You have an awesome word here tonight. and we are in our fourth quarter, and we are crossing over.
Yes.
And I can't wait. I can't wait, and I'm excited about crossing over. But you said we must complete our assignment. We must complete our assignment before we can cross over.
That's
and what
right.
we got to do is to what we got to do before we cross over, man of God, we got to repent. We can't cross over into 2018 until we repent. We need to have a repentant heart. And we need to go to God no matter what. Repent. Repent is a daily thing that we must do. You know why? Because there are things that we can say, make thought of, or even in our mind. And we need to repent daily. We need to go before God daily. We need to be godly sorry for some things and learn how to repent and go to God and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. And be godly sorry. Just don't be sorry, but be godly sorry and repent. We must have that repentance heart. God have been so good to us when he sent Jesus into the world to die for us. He sent him into the world to die for us. He didn't even have to do it. But this was a broken world. This world is so broken. It is still broken. And God wants us to repent, forgive, ask for forgiveness, and say it and do it and mean it with all our heart. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, this is the God to heaven knows the truth of my heart. I repent daily. Yes, there are some things I might say. I might have thought or done. But I ask God to forgive me. I am a forgiving person. I ask God to forgive me. Because he died for me. I know he died for me. He died for all of us, but I know for sure, not a shadow of a doubt. God died for me. If God had to listen at the devil, when he kept coming back to tempt him, let me say this. God would not have, Jesus would not have made it to the cross. He wouldn't have made it to the cross. But he did it for us. That's why he kept coming back telling Satan it is written. And the devil kept coming back to him with the same words. Satan was quoting the word as Jesus was quoting the word. And he told a man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded or come out of the mouth of God. And we got to have that repentance heart and ask for forgiveness. Forgive me, Jesus. Lord, I ask you, forgive me. Forgive me for anything that I might have thought or done or said in my heart. Forgive me. Please, Jesus, forgive me. I hope everybody out there listening at me, I mean it. I'm saying it from the bottom of my heart. God, forgive
Hallelujah.
Me. I repent before we go into 2018. Before we go into 2018, I ask God to forgive me. I'm not crossing over with unforgiveness in my heart.
No, me neither.
I am
Ooh,
not
going to
cross over with unforgiveness in my heart. No, I'm not. Forgive me.
Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Hallelujah. Each and every one
me.
Of us.
I ask us to forgive me right now.
Right now, Jesus.
Forgive us all, Lord, because all of us have said and done something. Forgive us all. Forgive us, Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
forgive
Jesus.
Us. You said that we don't forgive in Matthew the 6th chapter. Hallelujah, Jesus. You said that we don't forgive. You would not forgive us our trespasses. And I want Jesus to forgive me.
Forgive me.
Forgive us, Jesus. Forgive us, Jesus. Forgive me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Forgive me. That's in my spirit. Forgive me.
Yes, Jesus.
I don't want to go into 2018 with unforgiveness in my heart. doubt or unbelief. I want to go in. Oh, Father God. I want to go in. Say, Lord, hallelujah. I made it into 2018.
Hmm.
And you're going to take me further. God's going to take me where he wants me to go.
Hallelujah.
He's going to lead me where he wants me. He's going to lead me. He's going to guide me. And he's going to take me, man of God, where he wants me to go. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come.
Glory
and
to God.
And I'm going to be one of them. I'm going to be one of them. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Oh, glory.
Bless his name. Bless his name. Apostle Barbara Williams, we're going to bring you on in into the conversation.
Woo.
Let's talk Jesus. I know we are talking about a spirit of repentance. Welcome to the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just love you guys, and I just really give honor to each and every one of you. I love God with all my heart. I know people say, well, that's easy for you to say, but if I don't repent and learn to walk in forgiveness, then I'm not a woman or a man of the word of God, because I was listening to you were saying that we don't need to go into the new year and making all these resolutions and we can't forgive each other. And then I thought about the different scriptures, you know, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of our mouth of God. You know, in Matthew 4:4, he said, I am the Lord your God. You shall sanctify yourself and you shall be holy, for I am holy. And, you know, and that's part of repenting. That's part of forgiving. And I was listening to one guy, every day we got to repent. Every day we got to walk in forgiveness. And if you're so intimate with him and you love him with all your heart, well, then what about the communion? What about the promises, the oath, the vow? That I made a vow to the Lord one day that I won't turn back. If you fall, get back up. Repent. Repent. Because that's what sanctifying yourself means, to repent. When we talk about sanctification, sanctifying, that just means repent. Repent means to stop sinning. In other words, to forsake your sin and live right. Because he said, repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. And when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, Acts 3:19, when your sins are blotted out, you are a new creature. And therefore, if this man be in Christ Jesus, you know, you knew all things have passed away. So, you know, and then everything becomes new. You got a new life, a new way of talking, a new way of living. You got a new name, a new mind. And they, you know, and I was just listening at how when we repent, that we're able to repent. And he wakes us up every morning. I'm like, Father, in the name of Jesus, I, Barbara, makes a fresh commitment to you to live in peace and harmony, not only with other brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, but also with the friends, associates, neighbors, family. I have to let go of all the bitterness, all the resentment, the envy, the strife, people being unkind to you. You know, we're not to take no place to the devil. We have Jesus. We have the Father. And so I just ask God to forgive me. And by faith, I'm going to receive it. And I receive what you guys were saying. I receive it. It's like having assurance that I'm clean from all unrighteousness through Christ Jesus. And I want to forgive anybody that I might have wronged or said something that's not right to them. But he said, forgive them and then release that. You got to release. But I release that forgiveness. I release it because of the mercy and his love and kindness.
Thank you, Jesus. We have
a purpose to walk in love. We have a purpose to seek the peace. We have a purpose. We made an agreement. We made a covenant with the Lord. My God, to conduct ourselves toward others in the manner of pleasing that's in the sight of the Lord, have right standing, even with our ears being attentive. The Lord is attentive to our prayers when we repent to him. He hears us. He knows our hearts, because it's written in the word of God that the love of God has been poured forth into our heart by the Holy Ghost, who is given to us
you know, that's how we flow with one another, how we flow in the anointing. Amen. I just love the word. I could go on because it turns to the fruit, the righteousness, the glory of God, the honor of God in Jesus' name. So be it.
Yes, yes, yes.
So
hallelujah.
Be it.
So be it.
So be
now.
It. Just do it. Just do it. Amen. I mean, I really enjoyed you. I always do. Sometimes I won't raise my hand, but I just enjoy listening and receiving, you know, because we're going to have people that's going to persecute us. We're going to have people that sends things to us and evil, but we have to overcome evil with good. That's the word. We got to be tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Sure, they're going to do things. Sure, they're going to take. I need, I need. Well, guess what? We need Jesus to build us up.
<You know>? Right now.
We got to be built up too, man of God. Well, we go through things, and we go through greater things. Why? Because we're leaders. Why? Because we've been chosen. He said many are called, but few are chosen. So guess what? So be it. Just do your, just, I tell people, just do you. I mean,
just go to work.
Jesus, I'm dying.
Yeah, just go to work. Quit complaining.
Don't let
go
it
to work.
Just do it. Don't make it harder than what it has to be. You know?
Praise just
God,
go to
I'm
work.
Not gonna tell. I enjoyed you.
Hey,
I
man, God bless
you,
woman of God.
God bless you.
All right, God bless you too. Amen. Let's talk Jesus. Yes, repentance, a spirit of repentance. But, you know, there's a lot going on in our country, a lot of protests, a lot of things going on like that. And I just say to everybody out there, don't pay attention. Our job is in the spiritual realm. We can change things on our knees. We can change things in our prayer closets. We can change things on this network. We can change things by continually focusing on God's love and knowing that he wants to forgive whoever. I don't care who it is and what his name is. I don't even want to call names and get into all that political anything other than the love of God can heal. The love of God can correct. The love of God can set straight any crooked road. Oh, yes, yes, yeah, 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 yeah. The word that we should, the word that we should be preaching. You remember John the Baptist? Study this tonight, Luke chapter 3. But it's in verse 3. Chapter 3 of 3, it says that he went into all the region around the Jordan, preaching and baptizing of repentance for the remissions of sins. And as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah, the prophet saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled. And every mountain and every hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough ways smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. See the remnant of repentance. Yes, it's up to you, just like it is me. It's your responsibility, just like it is mine. But for us as a family, as a team, as covenant partners, we throw no stones, but we may step on a toe, but that's just to all be on one accord that you can do better. What I say that to you is not personal, it's to me. I can do better. And you can tell me all day long, well, Pastor, you're doing this, you're doing this. Isn't that enough? I can do better. And that's my motivation. That's my thrive. That's my goal. That's my purpose, to do better. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every season, crossing over into a new season to be new again, something never, ever done before, but I must be repenting. And you cannot sit there. I'm not going to even open up the lines on this one, but to keep it 100 with me, just like I'm going to keep it 100 with you, you cannot tell me that you don't battle thoughts throughout the day that tell you to do something contradictory to God's word. I'm going to let some Holy Ghost just flow in between that. I didn't say you did it. I didn't say nobody could prove it. I didn't say nobody knew it. I'm telling you, I guarantee that you have battled evil thoughts throughout the day from the time you went conscious to tonight when you go unconscious. That's why it's so important for us to wake up in our minds. We abide in him. It's intentional. He abides in us to get up in our thinking that, that now we let this mind of Christ be in us intentionally, that I move on my purpose to be forgiven and to forgive. That's all it's about. It's not about titles. It's not about this. That's why the I Am Fivefold Conference, No Limits, is so prolific, because it don't matter what the titles say, do the work. You don't need a ordination, do the work. You don't need a class or do the work. Oh, no, the rest will come. See, the title will come, the degrees will come, and everything else will come. But you don't need that to do the work. Oh, how can you get educated on the work? Get in the Word. You'll see all of the awesome dynamic evangelistic conferences. You'll see all of the outreach ministries. You'll see all of the feeding and the clothing, and you'll see everything that you need to see in the Word of God to go do the work. Gertie, right there. Before you get to doing the work, family, we must repent. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Jesus, the kingdom of the Holy Ghost is right at hand right now. And it must be, intentional that everything else we do is set in place. See, you know, I say this a lot. It doesn't mean what you do, but how you do it. It's not how you start, but when you start. And when you get on time with God, oh, you know what the Word says, and you know what the Word says to do, and you know the results of the Word. So now you can now be a product, the Word, not tomorrow, not yesterday, right now. For me, I repent so I can be a product of the Word. I repent so I can be found pleasing, acceptable in His sight. I repent so I'm walking in my purpose. Hallelujah. To love you like He loved me, and love Him like He loved you. And then see the love of God, which surpasses all understanding, just flow through us, that now we can really pray on assignment about our nation. I've seen several people throughout social media, and there's nothing wrong with it. Don't get me wrong. It's a very awesome gesture. But before we start praying for our nation, we need to be on assignment. It's too much going on. No. One intercession, we need to be on assignment about this thing. I need somebody that want to get involved on let's just say the nation's intercessory team. But we have to come together as a team and understand we have to be on assignment. We have to be particular and intentional about that assignment. So we don't pay attention to the news and all the reports and all the – we stay on assignment. And even when you somehow may be confronted with that, your assignment from an earthly realm, you got to still pray and stay separated from what is going on instead of what God has you to do in your assignment. See, when we start praying, see, it says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. See, that's a prayer of assignment. And we can really pray for our country, and we can really take on intercessor for particular people. See, somebody need a name on it. Oh, yeah, I'm praying for him. I'm praying for her. I got this. I got that area. I got this. I got North Korea. We need to be on assignment. Women, men of God, intercessors. But I ain't doing it by myself. So I need y'all, if you want to be involved in the national intercessory team, get in touch with me one way or another. We'll set up a conference call and we'll all get on assignment and be dispersed into our arenas that we can now, intercede, that we can stand and withstand and stand some more. Praying with perseverance, praying through supplication. Oh, my God, pray the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman. Don't get into the gender. Into the man and woman that's standing on the Spirit of God of repentance. See, I can pray for you when I'm cleaning my heart. You know, we say you pray, you know things change, but you're praying for something that ain't nothing happened. It's probably because you're dealing with repentance. I'm just keeping it 100. Get mad at me. Oh, we lost 5 other calls right then. I mean, it's okay. But if you're wondering what's going on, and I would just dare you to deal with that one, with that one area of repentance before you ever try to figure out or try to hope for the thing or wish for this or talk about. Get that arena taken care of in your life. And then everything else will come together, because now he will embrace you. He will let you draw closer. He will spend intimate time with you. That now everything else is taken care of. And that's not in Edward's name. And that's not in Pastor E. That is in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you guys for joining me tonight. I know I am on one, and I'm going to stay on one. This is a very crucial time for me. I'm higher. I'm not the same person. If some of you guys have known me 6 months, a year, I don't care if you knew me just yesterday. I'm not still the same person you knew yesterday. I am new. I am new, a new creation. Old things are passed away, because I know I have identified my place of no return. And yes, I am in Christ Jesus. So I can be new now. Oh, not tomorrow, right now. Not yet, not next 10 years, right now. And I'll be the first to say, I'm sorry. I'll be the first to say I repent. I'll be the first to say I'm over it. I'll be the first. But let me just say this to somebody out there listening right now. God didn't call you to be no fool. You do not continue to have to get beat up and hurt and put into dangerous situations. But you must repent and you must forgive, but you do not continue. Turning away means not going back over the same old thing and thinking you got the power to climb. See, I don't want him to move my mountains. I want the spirit to climb. I want the spirit to get over. I want the strength that comes from him that I know I'm going to get over. Come on. Come on, mountain. I will climb. So, Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for this time of just embracing and loving on one another because of you. We talk about your son Jesus because he encourages us. We talk about your son Jesus because he builds us. We talk about your son Jesus because he loved us. We talk about your son Jesus because with Jesus I can do all things, but without him I'm nothing. Thank you for forgiving my sins. Thank you for atoning my sins. Thank you for the price you paid. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to pay the price. Thank you for giving me the commission to take up my own cross. Thank you for now giving me the opportunity to follow you. And thank you that you prepared a place for me. So I take on my assignment to be prepared for you. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you. And Lord, we commit, decree, and declare right now, we are not the same. We are changed. We are rearranged. We are transformed. Oh, hallelujah, by the renewing of our minds because of you. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, family. We're going to blow this song up every time we get an opportunity, but I want you to know, with Jesus, in through Jesus, and with his name, you can go through anything. Come on, don't hang up if you haven't heard it. Debuted here on the Now Network, on our YouTube station. Do Crump with Jesus and Pastor E. Coming with our other complimentary guests coming later. Go through anything.
Been through a lot, Pastor.
The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go through anything. In Jesus' name. The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go through anything. In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
lightning flash. Heard the thunder roll, felt the waves flash. God was in control. I lost everything, everything except my faith. Saw some scary things, how they figure I'm gonna wait. Say, where my kids at? Baby didn't answer. New steady line. Lord, I need a truthful answer. She, cause she on Facebook, said they about to blow the levy. Boogie got his boat took while he out there helping Freddy. It's a cold world, and everybody beefing. The Christian hate the Muslim. Pastor shot the deacon, but even through the storm, man, I'm telling you, it's your season. In Greece, what they shot in the air, cause they thought y'all was leaving. But we lying, say they robbing. So folk cut out the hill, man, that's why we gotta learn to go and help our own self. Cause I can't put faith in man, cause he got a lot of wealth. Just know that God is walking with me every single step. Man, I gotta help my brother, cause I know that's what's right. And use my time to serve you, cause I'm gonna be the light. Just keep my mind on Jesus and focus on that flight. Faith will mustard seed, and everything all right.
I'm the flood, the rain, the pain. I can go through anything. In Jesus' name.
Gotta believe.
The flood, the rain, the pain. I can go through anything. In Jesus' name.
He's the first and the last.
You gotta believe. That you need in Jesus' name.
Every tongue will confess that He
you
is
gotta
Lord.
Believe, so you receive, then you achieve all that you need in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you gotta believe, so you receive, then you achieve all that you need.
Family, you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name.